Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the football Hoosiers take a break today from practice, and as the days go by, Kevin Wilson has a smile on his face when he talks about the collective energy his 2016 crew has given both he and staff here in preseason. And never have to worry, though, about energy or effort from one of the Hoosier offensive centerpieces, All-American Dan Feeney. And regardless where he winds up along the interior front this fall, in part two today with his coach, Greg Fry, Dan Feeney is a guy having fun and leading by example.
Yeah, you know, with Dan, Dan's sort of a unique guy. You know, he's a person that can work real hard and focus on through the hard times of his job with a smile on his face and enjoy it. And so, you know, that's what you love about him. He brings the spirit. Football's a game. It's a lot of work. It's a lot, you know, a lot of responsibility, and there's a lot of expectations on you. But it's a game, and so for Dan, you always get that feeling like he's having fun, and that's what you love. And so, you know, we'll see how this year develops. You know, each year is new. Now it's about building himself into the best, you know, guard or tackle or center, whichever position he ends up playing, that he can be. And that's, you know, the big thing. We want to find our identity for this offensive line. You know, I think the chemistry there is good. The guys get along good. They enjoy working. They worked hard this summer. Mm-hmm. You know, they putting everything into what they got, and they're doing it with a smile on their face, and that's the part I like. It's just a question of getting the five best guys that represent Indiana football on the field.
That is a Hoosier assistant head coach, offensive line coach Greg Fry on Dan Feeney as All-American. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass in your phone calls tonight at 6 and tonight in Rio at 10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
They'll have to be sharp right from the get-go. The Panthers Friday night, Coach Mo's crew, the purple and white, hosting a 6A 10th-ranked Brownsburg, who has Clemson-bound quarterback Hunter Johnson, who threw for 32 scores, 2,700 yards a year ago. But I tell you one thing, he'll be facing Friday night two of the state's best tandem of linebackers as defensive coordinator Gabe Johnson counters with Tommy Richardson and Sam Helm side by side. Both All-Staters last season getting ready for their final campaigns. And as Gabe was telling me last night at Yogi's on Sports Talk, Helm's development has been off the charts.
Well, I remember Sam, you know, here's what I always remember when Sam was a freshman and the freshman season had ended and we brought him up. And, you know, usually when we bring a freshman up, we're just kind of hoping that he can help out on scout team or maybe a special team, and something had happened, Joe, and we stuck him in there at inside backer. I think we were still searching a little bit maybe for some guys, and he had made two or three plays right in a row, and I remember that conversation and thinking we could probably start him now. I would absolutely argue with anyone that thinks they might have the best linebacking group in the state. I think we've got those guys.
Between Sam and Tommy, they had 278 total tackles last year. 278, and you throw in what we were talking about, double figures with Sam, he almost averaged about 14 stops a game.
That's hard. Those are hard stats to replace.
That is South Panther defensive coordinator Gabe Johnson. Won't have to worry about replacing those two maybe until sometime late November. We'll begin our coverage from Huff Memorial at 7 o'clock. High school football, a part of a tradition here on the airwaves since 1949. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.